And we will switch from oil and gas constraints to supply chain issues and a possible way to alleviate them. Here to discuss, Clifford Winston, Senior Fellow in the Brookings Institution's Economic Studies Program. Welcome to the show, sir. I read your article and it was really very fascinating. So I wanted to ask you, you say too late to change too much for this holiday season, but in the future, automation may be the key and a watershed moment. Can you explain that theory?
Sure. Well, it's certainly not a theory. It's in many ways, it's sort of a reality, because the essence of the problem is that we're dealing with infrastructure, ports and highways that are owned and managed by the public sector. And that's where the source of the problem begins. But unfortunately, we have not seen improvements in policy to make that infrastructure perform better. That is, reducing congestion, adopting more efficient technology, so on and so forth. So really, the only hope in the long run to actually solve these problems is the private sector. But the private sector does not own the infrastructure we're talking about. They own or use the transportation modes. So to the extent that they can make those modes more efficient and make use of the infrastructure better, that's our way out. And that's where automation comes in, because both autonomous cars and trucks will make much better use of the highway infrastructure. And autonomous ships will do the same for port infrastructure, along with automated equipment. So that's the basic idea.
Well, certainly it's going to take a public-private partnership, like you just alluded to make autonomous transportation really happen and to see wide scale adoption. But tell us specifically, what can policymakers do to sort of expedite that adoption? Because we know that they've had a really tough time getting that infrastructure bill passed. So they've got to find a way to also pay for something like this.
Right. So the first thing they've got to do is get testing for autonomous vehicles off the ground, so to speak. That is, you know, Congress did have a bill, AV Start, that would have given sort of nationwide testing the green light, but they were unable to pass it for whatever reason. But they have to pass something like that, or NHTSA has to go ahead and outline nationwide testing. Now, we see testing of autonomous cars and trucks in certain states and certain cities, but what we really need is nationwide testing and then a path toward the standards of those autonomous vehicles, so they'll be approved for use. But Congress and or Department of Transportation has to do that. I do not know why they just haven't moved on that. There's really no political cost of doing it.
I'm just wondering, how much interest is there in this technology and how much inflow of capital at this point?
Well, certainly there is considerable interest. I mean, this is also another thing that people don't seem to realize. You know, the auto companies, the tech companies, and so on and so forth, they're betting their futures on this. I mean, no one is backing off saying, oh, we think this is too big a risk and we're not going to go into automation and it may be that other people fail. I mean, this is going to be a complete disaster for probably the global economy, not just the U.S. economy, if these firms do not succeed, or at least a few of them do. So there's considerable interest and lots of money going into it. I think they're all planning their futures on these autonomous vehicles.
You know, investors who are hearing this right now, looking for ways to possibly profit from it, which companies do you think are best positioned or stand to benefit the most from a wider adoption of autonomous transportation?
It's very dangerous to ask economists who somebody ought to invest in. I mean, simple reason, if I knew, it's not quite clear, I'd be telling the world about it. But in any case, I think it really is going to vary. You're going to have to look at the different approaches both the technology companies and the automakers are taking and keep up with it, because things do change very quickly. I recently just read today, or I think maybe yesterday, about a new breakthrough in autonomous cars being able to see objects much further away and have less problems with visibility due to a new technology that people are using in Europe. So the point is, this is really a global effort and it's going to be moving in fits and starts. So I wouldn't make any quick judgments on this and really get a good feel for the overall landscape before making any large investments.
How soon before we see it widely adopted?
Well, I would put it conservatively, it's going to probably be about 7 years before we get testing off the ground and something close to an agreement on the standards for what autonomous vehicles ought to be able to be capable of doing. Then after that, at least another 7 years, remember, as autonomous vehicles have to merge with non-autonomous vehicles, and the infrastructure has to be set up to accommodate them. So we're looking at least 15 years. That to me would be fast progress. So it's going to take a while. But remember, the U.S. is not the only country involved in this. China and European countries, so on and so forth, they're involved. China is really trying to expedite these vehicles. They have autonomous-only lanes on highways that they're using to sort of get more experience in real traffic conditions. And I'm sure they're pushing hard on this too. So we'll have to see. The U.S. may be the laggard in this case, because again, there are other countries that have incentives and interest in adopting these vehicles.
As you say, we will have to wait and see. Thank you so much for your time today, Clifford Winston, Senior Fellow in the Brookings Institution's Economic Studies Program.